It's Wednesday, July 20th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus, reporting from the Republican National Convention. As of last night, Donald Trump is the official nominee for President of the United States for the Republican Party. Opposition to Trump's nomination was quickly dispensed with on Monday. He's a political hitman who'll take out any unwanted disturbance. His weapons? The microphone and the podium. His name? Steve Womack, Republican congressman from Arkansas. Womack was chosen by the Trump campaign to quash Monday's attempted coup at the Republican convention here in Cleveland, Ohio, by the dumped Trump delegates from 9 states. Fox News reported that Womack has used heavy-handed, thumb-on-the-scale tactics behind the podium before with adroitness to do the dirty work on Capitol Hill. At one point Monday, he abandoned the podium altogether. Senator Mike Lee of Utah was dismayed.
The podium has been abandoned. There is no one standing at the podium. What I want is a roll call vote, which is our right as delegates. I have never in all my life, certainly going on 6 years in the United States Senate, prior to that as a lifelong Republican, never seen anything like this.
Finally, Congressman Womack returned to the podium and called for a voice vote.
Without objection, the chair will put the question on adoption of the report from the Committee on Rules. The chair would remind the hall that it is absolutely critical that we are able to discern the ayes from the nays. Those in favor of the rules package will say aye. Those opposed shall say no. The ayes have it.
Womack, the presiding officer of the convention, called on the Utah delegation.
The chair recognizes the delegate from Utah.
My name is Phil Wright. I am the chair of the Utah delegation. I make a motion that we have a roll call vote on the rule.
But Congressman Womack from the podium made a surprise announcement, curtailing the hopes of many delegates who wanted a roll call vote.
The secretary received requests from a total of 9 states requesting a roll call vote on adoption of report on the Committee on Rules. Subsequently, the secretary received withdrawals, which caused 3 states to fall below the threshold required under the rule. Accordingly, the chair has found insufficient support for the request for a record vote.
Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, says the jihadist cancer is spreading. The global jihad must be destroyed. The time is now for the world to unite to defeat the radical jihadists. The Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea is dealing with a cadre of illegal abortionists. According to LifeNews.com, charges have been filed against 6 people at a hospital, including the hospital's owners, head physician, a doctor, an obstetrician, and a nurse, for allegedly performing late-term abortions on babies who had developed beyond 5 months old, including at least 1 full-term fetus, and then secretly buried them. One of the doctors admitted that one of the babies had been born alive and was still breathing. A Baptist pastor is being hailed as one of the most courageous men in Africa today, or at least in Zimbabwe. Master Evan Morarier spoke out against the mass corruption in the Mugabe government that has brought the nation to the point of collapse. The pastor has called for honesty in paying public officials, an end to the widespread corruption and bribery in government, and open markets for import. While such public statements place his life in jeopardy, Pastor Evan says, "I go back to the Bible. It says, unless the watchman watches with God, he will watch in vain. The God factor is driving me." Former Congressman Frank Wolf says that believers in Nigeria are feeling abandoned by the Western Church as they deal with the rising genocide in the North. The World View asks Congressman Wolf what Christians in the West can do to assist the suffering Christians in Nigeria.
Strangely enough, when we were in these off-road little villages far off the main road, you thought they were going to ask you for food, and what they were asking you for was prayer. So I think the church in the West could pray. The church in the West ought to speak out and urge the Obama administration to do something about this situation, to appoint a special envoy to advocate for what's taking place.
1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up." How Christian is the Young Men's Christian Association these days? Less and less. The YMCA in Chicago will now allow boys to use the girls' locker room, and vice versa. The new rules accommodating transgender access to bathrooms was explained in a letter this week to 140,000 members in the 21 Chicagoland centers. The first YMCA, formed in the 1850s, combined preaching from the Bible with tract distribution and social ministry. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, July 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, as I broadcast from the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.